Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And it's my birthday.
And it's your birthday.
Enough about you. No.
This is my moment.
Yeah, this is my moment. This is my episode.
She's 21.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, T. Kyle.
Got my driver's license.
Crashed it right into the street. Yes, it's your birthday. And we just did a lovely stroll around Restaurant Row.
Yeah, we did. We got dinner. We sat outside. We were winking at boys.
It was really... Oh, the girls are out?
Yep.
Yes, everybody's out.
Shorts are on.
And they're short shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
We're ready.
We are ready.
Also, I can't show it yet.
Oh.
But it's a podcast, so like you can hear it. I did get a very... Brad knows this. You know.
I don't know what you're about to say.
You were there when I got it.
Oh.
I got a very special birthday message.
I'm sure fucking shook. It was electrifying, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, it was a dream.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'll just play it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear T. Kyle. Happy birthday to you. Hopefully I get to meet you. Come on the set.
Oh, my God. Stream Teenage Dream on iTunes,
God.
Spotify.
This is a part of me. Wait, she has a song called Birthday. She should have just sang that.
Oh, that's right. I knew me again like your birthday.
Catherine.
Day. Catherine Hudson.
Where is your Prism representation?
Oh, my fucking
but
God.
But honestly, how cool.
Fucking, I'm shook.
And there were vocals.
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 Katie Katz, are you paying attention?
Oh my God.
They're going to rip it and then put it on a dance beat. And
make
it's
it a remix.
Chart in Brazil.
Birthday 2.
Birthday 2.
B-Day 2.
Oh my God.
It's my birthday.
You know it. I know it. Katie knows it.
I would also just like to say that I share birthdays with I Wanna Be Bad by Willa Ford.
Legendary.
Bop. The Rain on Me music video release
True.
Day.
Yes.
Bop. Britney's 2016 Billboard Music Awards medley performance. Well, you got to see it in person.
Yeah. But that's okay. It's
iconic.
Regardless. Yes. In my yes.
That
more
was
iconic for me, but
also I share a birthday with Naomi Campbell.
I mean,
legends.
When we talk about legends only, yeah. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. One day, maybe they'll be as iconic as me.
Right.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, this is a special late night edition of Legends Only.
It is. Saturday.
It's Saturday night. We decided to get some dinner.
Oh, it's some dinner, some drinks for Saturday night. Literally. The only person missing is Roz.
True. I'm sure she's listening.
That would have been a good nightcap. I had a great birthday, so I'm in heaven.
You had a lovely return to the city.
Yep. I had a cheeseburger birthday cake from my family.
Exactly.
I got a cheeseburger again.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all I need.
That is all you
Put
need.
Put a candle on a cheeseburger. Heaven. Make it like That's your birthday my love language.
Every day.
Yeah. Okay. Enough about me, but like also not. So let's go around the world.
Oh, all around the world. Birthday girls. Yes. Giving the quickest shout out to Drag Race Down Under, which also broadcasted today. The latest episode, inexplicably, Dani Minogue's I Begin to Wonder as the lip sync song. RuPaul, why not when she's actually on the show? What? Why do it 2 weeks later? That's so bizarre. Anyway, I'm glad they did the song. They didn't do it justice, but it was on the song. It was on the show. Incredible song. Wasted potential.
Yeah.
That iteration of the franchise. Anyway, I won't get into it.
I haven't gone down that journey yet.
You don't need to.
Oh, no, what my mom made me watch over my little Jersey Vacation.
90 Day Speaking Fiance? Of
reality TV. What? No. Pooch Perfect.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, exactly.
What is the...
It's about dog grooming, and it's a competition.
It's a competition?
Yeah.
For who grooms the best?
Yeah.
What's it on?
That's what I did over this past week.
Oh, wow. What is it, Discovery?
I don't know. It was like on IO or like whatever the thing is.
Okay, yeah. Pooch Perfect?
Yep. So
I'm going to look that one up.
I'm behind on Pose and Legendary.
But you had time
but
for
I know
Pooch
who
Perfect.
Won Pooch Perfect. I'll tell you that. I had to make it to the final. We started and I was like, now I need to know who won.
Well, now you know how to groom a shih tzu.
Yeah, literally.
Priorities.
I can't.
That's local life priorities for you.
Literally.
Well, from Australia to Europe.
Yeah.
Just a little shout out because we have a deeper dive.
Yes.
On our Patreon.
Yes, everyone. Huge thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. We did a live Eurovision chat. And there is a bonus deep dive. Well, not deep. Just a dive. A dip.
It's not shallow, not deep.
No. Not off the deep end. Discussion about Eurovision 2021. Which was so fun.
Action-packed drama to the last second.
Yeah, if you're a fan of music and girls.
And competing.
And hair flips.
And
competition. Drama. Getting goops.
Hair extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely check that out. So we're saving our Eurovision thoughts here, and you can find them at patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah. All right, well... Speaking of fashion and serving, hair flips, and Eurovision, I believe your pick for this next segment has something to do with that.
Oh, does
so,
it?
Shall we roll the song?
Hit it.
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Honestly, speaking of songs, that is a Eurovision winner.
High fashion editorial. We are submitting it for the 2022 Eurovision competition. You've heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. We're submitting for America.
America.
Yeah. I was going to say gay rights, but that's not a country.
So here we are at Eurovision, standing tall, standing proud.
Mm-hmm.
My high fashion editorial pick of the week goes to our YouTube beauty guru turned host extraordinaire, Nikki Tutorials.
Queen.
Nikki, honestly, you slayed this competition. You won. Italy didn't win. You won. I'm in awe of all the looks, especially the blue and pink sort of trans flag elevated Swarovski moment in the semifinals, and then this purple look during the finals, and the pop of color in the eye, the brightness.
Wow, just... Swarovski, such a big word. How do you spell that?
I don't even know if it was. S-W.
I know there's a W because there's a swan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually isn't that hard to spell.
For me, I literally wouldn't...
But anyway, just killed it. And honestly, you know, we talked about this on the Patreon, but you run the risk of a YouTube personality not translating in person.
Mm-hmm.
She was above and beyond, literally above and beyond, because she was also 8 feet tall.
Also a really good EDM group.
And a great EDM group, which she might listen to. So shout out to Nikki. Her full name's Nikki Jagger, right? DeJagger?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah. We just know her as Nikki Tutorials, and we salute you. You get a big Euro salute.
Yep. A high fashion editorial crown.
Absolutely. 12 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should have done that. We should have recorded. And the Legends Only jury gives 12 points to?
Honestly.
Nikki.
Yes. Next year.
Next year.
Maybe next year.
And I'll also give a shout to another queen of pop, country queen of pop, Miss newly single Kacey Musgraves for Elle magazine. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the photos were fantastic, but she posted one rather leggy photo and captioned it, "Legs longer than my marriage."
Oh,
yep. I mean, there you go, a queen. She also confirmed a new album's coming. It is a very exciting interview in general for people who are excited about the music. And yeah, the looks were fantastic. So this is how you kick off an era.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Me too. I mean, she came off of the Golden Hour Album of the Year win from the Grammys previous. So there's a lot of, you know, she probably had access to a lot of people, songwriters. Mm. I'm very excited. She's fantastic. So shout out to Miss Kacey Musgraves.
Also, her candle is a serve, not sponsored, but like.
I bought it. I have Slow Burn in my home.
Oh.
I do.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
I got to find a lighter, but. Oh.
Slow burn.
It's the slowest burn, actually. It hasn't gone down at all yet, but it smells great.
Yeah. It's Boy Smells. No.
Boy Smells, yeah.
If anyone works at Boy Smells and would like to do a collab with us.
Please.
Yeah.
Birdseed and Jim.
No. We would actually make it really good. I feel like it could be a number one bestseller.
It honestly could.
I have some experience with candles.
And I like to smell them.
Yeah.
So I think with our expertise, we could really go the distance.
I honestly think it could be like musk with like vanilla and cedar.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit like a Abercrombie.
Combo. Well.
It really just would be fierce,
honestly. Literally bottled up. Mm-hmm. Iconic hot. Okay, well, my pick for the week, Miss Dua Lipa and La Chapelle for Truly,
which
not sponsored.
Truly
is something, but like, I love it.
Are you sipping it right now?
No.
Oh, that's a different
This
kind.
Is a different one.
Okay.
Also not sponsored, this one. So we're not saying their name.
Oh, we're not saying their name.
Nope.
Pay us.
Yeah, pay me. I'll drink your spiked seltzer and then talk about it.
Well, La Chapelle, legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like bright and colorful.
Somebody said physical vibes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once again, we have a doula serve.
Yeah.
She cannot be stopped.
Didn't someone say like they wanted to sponsor the Future Nostalgia Tour? They were like, okay, is this going to be...
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I love that.
That probably is the case.
Very much here for a moment like that.
I mean, I said it in the Discord, but I do think we're about to experience like a deluge, a mountain of tour date announcements, like at any second. And I do think it's starting already. Jonas Brothers.
Ooh, we'll get there.
We'll get there. But I do think I will probably hear the complete Future Nostalgia track for The Road very soon and all of those. So
wow.
See all you gays there.
Yeah.
Oh, that concert is going
to
be.
If I don't go broke before.
Well.
Trying to go to every Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, you have
Cascade.
A lot coming up.
Yeah, we're all going to be broke by Christmas.
That's true.
Well, get the concerts in now, girls. Chromatica.
Well, I do believe hers is still confirmed.
For Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's just playing Chicago.
Do we need to go?
Well.
When is it?
She better announce for her. She is an Italian girl from New York. She better... She's doing one in Rome and one in New York, and that's it. And we have the remix album coming.
Can I say something bold?
Controversially yet brave?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would see Gaga before seeing the Jonas Brothers.
Whoa.
Yep. I said it.
Whoa.
I would go to Chromatica Ball before going to
I'm
Jonas.
I'm telling Joe.
But they're number two on the list.
That's fair. Yeah. I feel like Chromatica Ball is going to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you did just see Jonas Brothers versus.
Oh, yeah.
Like Gaga, we have not
I treated myself to the VIP bar experience.
You did.
By myself.
Mothers only.
And I'd do it again. It was worth it because then Cordova hit and I was like, you know what? I'm so glad I spent all that
Absolutely.
Money to do that moment.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
We've got plenty.
Yeah.
One queen who will also be touring probably.
Oh. Okay. So everyone, because a lot of people tweeted us about
this statement.
So before we get into new music... Well, it's kind of new music, but
yeah. We have to reflect on a recent release.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Okay. So Bebe Rexha flopped on the charts. Let's just say it.
Well, let's just say it.
Yeah. 140.
140, yes.
Which is my goal weight.
So it was a serve in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Serve.
I'm genuinely shocked because I thought like streams from like Sacrifice and Sabotage and the latest singles would like amount to more by default. I don't know how it all works exactly, but it seems like shockingly low.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. I actually don't because I no feel like I she's think a stream
wins
girl.
With this though.
What?
Taylor, how she puts things on EPs when they come out.
Yeah.
I think count towards album sales. Which is why she's like dominating.
Yeah, but it happens after the album came out when she does
that.
Yeah,
I don't know, though.
This is strange to me. I feel like Bebe is a streaming girl and gets a lot of streaming love.
Yeah.
And her songs are number one for 50 fucking weeks on the chart.
Well,
this is not what we came here for.
This song was number 140
for one fucking week.
One fucking week.
You are going to. Yeah. And then unfortunately, it's her prerogative. She called it out on Twitter and said, I'm disappointed. But it's still my album.
Yeah.
And we are moving forward. We said it at the time. It's not my favorite album.
No.
I would love
She's at least top 50, though.
Of what?
I mean, Sacrifice is number one.
Oh.
The whole album, though.
Oh.
I'm like.
Top 50 of the year?
Well, I can't keep track of time.
Right. Okay.
So don't ask me that question. I can't keep up.
Well, I just feel like it wasn't it for us.
No.
And Sacrifice was a bit of a odd one out, unfortunately.
Right.
So it just kind of didn't translate. And I don't
think... It also came out 2 months ago.
It came out, yes. And I don't think anyone's looking to Bebe Rexha as an album artist. I think she slays the singles.
Speak for yourself.
Well... I certainly do, but I think that enough people are only checking for the singles from her.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, I've played Sacrifice for people in like my small gatherings lately, and everyone's like, oh my God, who's this? I love this. I'm like, oh.
You are spreading the Rexar work.
Yeah.
The word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the bad bitches and Rexars did not enter the chat. And it's okay.
It's fine.
Honestly, she still looks incredible this era.
Oh, Sable Rexha Sable serve. Her little mini concert.
Yes, like serves. She looks great. I don't even
Sounds
care.
Sounds great, looks great. Sable Rexha.
She
Sable bomb me.
You look great.
Rexha bomb.
Rexha bomb. She looks great. She sounds great. We don't love the album, but
no.
Whatever. There's so many other songs of hers that we love. So she can have a fantastic concert anyway.
Yeah.
And that's that. So stream it again, even if you didn't like it.
Get it to 139 next week. Stream Sacrifice, but stream it from the album.
Or buy it physically.
You can't.
Oh, really? Is there no physical option?
I don't think so.
Oh, well.
It has sweatshirts, though.
Oh.
Like, there's Sacrifice merch.
Wait, I kind of feel like you need that.
No.
I do. Well, all right. All right. I will start budgeting for that in the meantime.
Just, BB, hire me to be a walking billboard. Like, you know those people that stand outside and it's like Dunkin' Donuts with the arrow?
Yeah.
I would do that for Bebe Rexha with, like, stream Sacrifice.
Absolutely. You would just have like a sandwich and it would just be like her in her black corset around you,
like coffee and a stream from I mean, starting after tomorrow, I've got nothing to do.
Take a note out of the Little Monsters book. Make a fake coupon. BB Bucks.
Yeah.
Go into Starbucks and say, stream Sacrifice, get one free mocha choco latte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can sell it, drink coffee. And yeah.
Or like that Craigslist gay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was that one again? That was bad.
Will suck for Sacrifice.
Oh.
You know, it depends on the dick.
I'm like, when I think about it, I'm like, probably would.
Would I suck a dick for Sacrifice?
Yeah. Like, pre-Cornova, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Get those streams.
Next week when it goes up, like, 2 points on the chart.
Everyone's going to be like, Tikal, what were you doing last week?
I start coughing. No, it's so bad. Cancel our podcast. Inappropriate.
No.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
I'm
language.
An old woman now.
That's right.
I can't behave like this.
No.
God. Inappropriate. Okay, so that happened. I love that. Well, next up, not a flop. Well, we don't know yet, but
yeah,
in my heart, this won't flop on the charts.
Nah.
Little Mix, which all of yous like. teamed up with my kings, Galantis and David Guetta.
Quite a powerhouse collab.
This ain't a humbling anthem. Fucking bop. If everyone would go back and listen to what I've been saying, praying, preaching, saying, praying, saying, praying, saying again. Galantis serves bops. Now
time
you all
after time.
Get to hear it.
They really do. And Little Mix delivers vocally as they always do. And it's frankly noble that they are still doing this. Two of them are pregnant. You should go watch their interview where they reveal how they revealed their pregnancy at the same time to their manager. It was very adorable. And Jade is just sitting there like, yeah. But then Jade reveals that on the video set, the girls were like hiding their pregnancy. And Jade was pretending her back hurt so that just seemed like all three of them were out of it, which is really sweet. She pretended to also be like, yeah, my back too.
Well, with those wings they have on.
True. Literally, those wings and those wigs.
Yeah.
They're giving Drag Race a run for its money.
Honestly, Britney's impact.
Honestly, yes.
Those wings.
Every time, wings, and one hell of a swoopy doop wig on Jade. I love it. I love it for them.
It's so good.
Yep.
It's so good. I've had it on repeat.
This ain't a hop. Yeah.
And they didn't go, I like that they didn't go full Guetta, full Galantis.
Right.
It's like subtle.
It is. And it fits in so well. Like, mm-hmm. Shout out to my ex. Yep. This is such a part two. It's perfect. So
this ain't a Bobby anthem.
This ain't a Jesse anthem.
Oh, I wish she was in this.
Well, she's in something.
Well, she missed out.
Because that's our next update. Jesse Nelson signs with Polydor Records a solo record deal. Pretty much the same day that this song drops. Well, get well soon, Jerry.
Yeah.
My thing is
How do you...
my leg. Maybe it's Polydor Records Jamaica. Well, you know what? I support all the girls doing what they want to do. And if she honestly didn't feel comfortable specifically in the group and wanted to be solo, that's fine. The sign-off message was very like, my mental health has taken a toll. I don't want to do this anymore. So it felt a little bit of a, sweetie, I thought you were taking time off. But she went right back into the studio, like in seconds. I mean, at least Jerry just went right. She was like, look at me, literally. Yeah. But I'm going to support all of them. But it's just, I felt maybe she couldn't say what she really wanted to say. Well, clearly she didn't. But she seems like she specifically doesn't like the fame in a girl group. But maybe she'll like it as a solo artist. But all eyes are still going to be on her.
Yeah.
And then you bear all the brunt of the criticism that way. But you know what? We don't know what happens behind the scenes of these things. We don't know what shit the girl groups endure. We do know, you know, Fifth Harmony went through their own shit. So yeah. Who knows? Who knows? But I wish all of them the success in whatever configurations they would like.
Well, my kings split up for a brief minute.
They did,
but
they're literally brothers. They met at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Allie and AJ. Where'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
I think it's a little different in their case, but yeah, but there's not enough animosity clearly because they shouted out Jesse in the speech and Jesse reblogged them. I think Jesse just wanted to do her own thing and that is perfectly normal. But I will say, lady, like, why are we not taking a note out of the K-pop book where like all of them, like Blackpink, like they get a solo album/single, but they don't break off from the band. Like, especially now that two of them are pregnant, it could have been fine to just do a solo record. You don't have to leave.
Yeah.
It's a bit interesting. I don't know. Anyway, I wish them all.
Well, they said this ain't a heartbreak anthem.
They are not sad. They are wishing her well and moving forward with babies.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all turns out. But
this is going to be my most streamed Little Mix song. Are you so excited?
I am very excited for you.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to discover like Salute in 10 years.
Mm. I like confetti in this.
Okay. Yep. Mm. We're getting there.
Love that. Speaking of other bands who have broken up but then reunited, I would like to shout out the Jonas Brothers with their new sing, Leave Before You Love Me.
I quite like this song.
Mm-hmm.
With Marshmello.
Ah, the girls.
That marshmallow-headed bitch.
Yeah, literally. Everyone's going electronic.
Everyone's
my dream.
They heard the pod. They said, we haven't thought about doing that.
Well, I like this one because it's very like chill.
It's chill. It's like, it's not festival EDM. It's right. Like, it's almost melancholy, like sort of nostalgic. I like it a lot. I was very surprised because I saw Marshmello and I'm like, eh.
Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, I stan.
Yeah.
But like, what's this going to do?
Yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised. I actually, considering it's men, especially.
Well, yeah.
I really like
it. Well, it's good men.
It is good men. You can't find them often, but when you
I love the Jonas Brothers. I should do my rant one day.
Did I do my rant?
Yeah.
You've done it weekly.
No. No, but I have a Jonas Brothers rant that I've stored, oh, no. And I don't know if I've hit the button on it yet.
I think it's in the same storage unit as my Danny Minogue rant. So one day, we'll unlock it.
Yeah. I can't remember if I ever did.
No, I don't think, don't think you did, but it's
well,
fine.
It's there.
We're saving it for a rainy day.
Yeah. One day we'll just get like a button.
Maybe ahead of the upcoming Remember This tour.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We should have buttons if we ever have a set one day and it's like,
yeah,
cue the rant.
That they just have to listen to a 15-minute rant again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really happy for you. They really killed it with this one, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm excited because Cornova ruined their new era.
True.
And I was so upset. But then they paused it, which I got really excited.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
And they're all killing it, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. Nick is...
Say it again.
They're killing it. Nick is hosting the BBMAs, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. They're just doing all... They're doing what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Moving across the pond again, a big shout out to Ollie Alexander of Years and Years, who is now solely Years and Years, and Queen Kylie came on this remix.
This was playing at dinner before.
It was playing.
I was
hit
like,
confirmed.
Oh, bop.
Already a bop, and then Kylie sprinkled her magic on it, and this is not one of those... This is not a heartbreak anthem, and this is also not a song where the guest gets one line. She is heavily on this.
She's
remix.
Infused.
Very much
it's
infused.
It's so good.
It sounds perfect for her. It's gay. It's wonderful. I know Ollie is dying inside. This is a gay dream come true and deserved. So I love it. It's also leading to there's rumbling. She said there's a disco repack coming with a Jessie Ware collab and a song that Ollie wrote allegedly. So this is only the beginning of disco 2.0, hopefully. Very happy. So get into Starstruck, which is not a cover of Lady Gaga's song, but...
No, which is also a bop.
It is a bop.
However, different.
Baby, Can You Blow My Heart Up?
Yeah. Did Stephanie do anything this week?
She did. She came back from... No, she's been back already. No,
did we talk about how she threw flowers at everyone?
I don't know if we specifically discussed. She threw flowers at her fans.
Well.
And they came flocking like pigeons, like T. Kyle in Central Park.
Yeah, throwing seeds at birds. She didn't throw flowers.
She literally did throw them, well, but she not aggressively.
She wasn't like, here's your there fucking was, flowers, bitch.
There was a vase of flowers. And she picked it up and then dramatically cast them to
placed
the ground.
Placed them socially distant.
And the little monsters like... Like little hungry birds gobbled them up and stole, like, yeah, it was a scene. It was meant to be a gesture of kindness, but
yeah.
It became a frenzy, a piranha frenzy.
Yeah. Well, she's being respectful.
She is being respectful. I appreciate it. Obviously, she always shows love to the little monsters, and that was her exit day. Like, all of her stuff was being packed away, and she was carting back from House of Gucci filming, which the thing that I reported on this week is that Salma Hayek did an interview and said that her accent is great in the movie, so now we know Gaga has an accent in this
Ooh.
Movie. And that she's only seen one or two people in her lifetime who had the commitment that Gaga had to the craft.
Oh.
So I don't know if that meant that she was in character the whole time she spoke to her or what that was, but we stan. And yeah, she's been quiet otherwise. She did post a little home video dancing to Sour Candy.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
First
Grammy
promo.
Grammy Award winning.
First promo of the song I've seen from her.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And yeah, I don't know if that's a little teaser that we're going to get Chromatica Ball indeed or what. I don't know.
Didn't someone else shout out Sour Candy recently? Oh my God. It's going to bother me. I swear someone somewhere shout out Sour Candy.
It's hard to say. I feel like everybody shouts it out all the day. All the long day.
I probably just saw a tweet.
Probably. It was just a gay tweeting Sour Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it still goes off. There's still time to make it a single, Gaga. We'll see, Stephanie. But anyway.
Chromatica 2, still TBD.
Still TBD. There was so much new music this week. It's actually insane, considering we spent the last 2 or 3 weeks saying it's a drought. Well,
yeah,
the rain fell down and woke our dreams, because there is... truly so much new music, and I'm not even gonna like cover all of the things.
Literally the CDC was like, masks off, tits out,
records
music.
Drop.
Yeah.
Drop your masks, drop your albums.
Yeah.
They really were. Yeah, we went from 0 to 100 real fast. There are so many good songs that I want to point out, but little quick one is I'm gonna shout out Rebecca Black.
So good.
Friday Chanteuse is back with, and honestly, the bops keep becoming more and more like, oh, she's really becoming her own thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's called Worth It for the Feeling. Rebecca's gone sexy.
Mm-hmm.
She, yes, it's Friday night.
Or she, sultry Saturday, sultry, if you will.
Silk Sheets Saturday.
Oh my God. Literally.
Literally.
The return.
The return. It's been a while since I played that playlist. Yeah, she delivers here. And she has been. She's now like such a queer pop icon. We love it. Love it.
It's perfect for the summer too. Something fun. Something but like for actually the though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this song goes well with the Jonas Brothers track.
Oh yeah.
And Heartbreak Anthem.
Oh.
They're all sisters.
They're all sisters. Hey, sister.
This is a place for legends. And okay.
Speaking of queer icon herself.
Never heard of her.
Indie act Madonna keeps dropping singles left and right. Granted, they came out 30 years ago. The Beautiful Stranger EP dropped, everyone.
Bop.
Fucking bop. And honestly, I saw a lot of love for this one from the gays on Twitter, being like, wait, this actually is like one of my favorite Madonna songs, and I didn't fully like realize it. It really is. It definitely deserved the Best Original Song Grammy that year. Like, just because it's attached to Austin Powers. It's a fantastic song. And that 10-minute Calderon remix, not Joe Calderon. Fantastic. Yeah, not as many mixes on this one, but the song itself is fantastic. I'm just glad she's being digitized.
When did this come out?
99, I believe.
I have a very vivid memory of listening to this on a cassette that I recorded. Ooh. On the radio.
On the radio? Oh yeah. My God, when we did that.
Because my parents used to make me mow the lawn. So, well, I guess that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like being helpful.
It's like you're a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like doing chores.
So I used to have my cassette player.
Yeah.
And I have a very vivid memory of... this.
Yeah.
And also Song for the Lonely by Cher.
Oof. Yeah, they all hit grass. At the same time. You smell grass when you hear
this song.
I smell
grass and I'm triggered.
Oh my God. Fantastic song. So shout out to Madonna. Congrats on your new single. So speaking of legends, we do have... We do have another...
No, I think this isn't funny. This is a serious topic.
We have a Madonna share battle on the charts.
Pull her in by her hair. What was that quote?
Yeah. I'm gonna drag her in by her hair.
Yeah. We need to get into that.
And
one
happy birthday, Cher.
Yeah.
Legends only.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 75, I believe. Am I correct?
When was her birthday?
I need to confirm it, but I believe
it's like
they
two
made
or three
it...
days ago, right?
Oh yeah. No, it was timed for your birthday this year. It was May 20th, 1946. She is 75.
Yeah, she's a Taurus.
And a legend.
Yeah.
Her star sign is legend rising. Yeah. She released a song called Walls about saving an elephant.
Yeah.
I know that there was a saving of an elephant involved in her story. I keep hearing about it, but I haven't like done the deep dive. I think she did a full documentary on it.
I don't know.
An elephant was saved. She sang to it and a song came from it called Walls.
Wait, so there was like an actual elephant?
She saved an elephant, yeah, in captivity of some sort.
And she sang
I don't know if
to the actual elephant.
She did sing to the elephant. There's footage of it.
Oh.
Not this song, I don't think. No, it just with like the trainer or whatever. She like stood next. He like encouraged her to sing to the elephant.
You haven't seen the last of me. Literally. Oh my God, could you imagine?
Nobody's ever painted your face?
Yeah.
She's like a flying blush.
Could you imagine being an elephant and all of a sudden Cher just starts performing burlesque to you? Like, Iconic.
Truly. What a blessed end.
Yeah. Ended Dumbo, basically.
Basically.
Okay, so I know it's not funny because, like, well, it is funny, but, like, you know,
it's a good thing. It's a good deed, and
we
support
saving elephants.
We do.
Is what
in this house we save elephants.
Yeah. I don't think people should kill animals. I think it's horrible.
It's a controversial stance, but we are against killing elephants.
No, I like love animals now. Well,
development.
I never did it not.
Right.
Anyway, I believe in saving the planet.
Speaking of Madonna and Cher, let me just quick shout out. Cher just announced a biopic is coming.
Oh.
She has done it. A movie about her life.
Oh.
At the same time as Madonna.
Every time I see people say biopic, I hear bionic.
She announced bionic is coming. Yes. Movie about Cher's life incoming at the same time as Madonna's, which was put to the side temporarily because of creative differences with Diablo Cody.
Oh.
I bet Cher's will be made first.
Honestly.
Sure.
Probably. Who would play her though?
I don't know. There truly is just one Cher. Like I think of a lot of like Madonna lookalikes even, and I don't really think of like Cher lookalikes.
Maybe Angelina Jolie?
For a certain era, but then you have to think of like how long is this going to span? Like, will there be
Kim Kardashian West?
Olivia Rodrigo as Cher on the Sonny and Cher show. That could work.
Christina.
I could see it. I guess it's hard. You know, there are like so many eras.
Right.
So it's like what, you know, for Madonna, it was said that it was going to last like through, I think people were thinking like maybe through her having Lourdes, but who knows? Anyway, shout out to anyone who's ever made a movie.
Yeah, basically. Also, shout out to Cher's Twitter, which has always been iconic.
Yes.
However, there's something about recent tweets that are just so funny to me.
Very urgent and earnest.
Yeah, she's more active now.
Yeah.
And the one that sent me was the one that said, "Who sent me photo of baby elephant beating up his sister because I want to show mom?" And then like a couple hours go by and then the photos go up and it's just like so cute. So it's like, I want to know what happened.
I want to know the whole process behind a Cher tweet.
Right.
The biopic announcement was a journey also.
Or it's just like, sorry, had to go shower.
Oh yeah. That
and then
one.
Like 8 hours will go by.
I got an announcement. Then 2 hours go by.
Yeah.
Some of you will like it. Some won't.
Yeah. Sorry. Was checking.
Sorry.
Emails.
Was showering.
It's so
iconic.
Funny. Yeah, we stan.
We
obviously.
Do. We do.
Well, I don't even have a...
From legends of today to legends of tomorrow, maybe.
We'll have to wait we'll 70 to wait years and see. Yeah, we won't be here.
Yeah.
we won't be here to find out. Olivia Rodrigo.
She's the new main pop girl.
She is.
I didn't expect the way the millennial gaze went off for this album.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming because I feel like these sort of, you know, the girlies, the new girlies, like, you don't, but I feel like everyone latched onto this one.
Yeah.
Which I just have to say, where was that same energy for Sabrina Carpenter?
Where was that same energy for Sacrifice by Bebe Rexha?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Where was that same energy for Glory by Britney Spears?
Well, haven't we been saying that for 5 years? But, you know, I just find it's so funny what people latch onto. And not that, like, obviously Driver's License is like a record-breaking number one, so I'm sure people were perched for what was coming. But I guess I was just surprised. I didn't realize everyone was paying attention to that.
I also have another theory, but it's like controversial, and I don't know if I want to start gay Twitter drama.
Industry
but, like...
plant?
Well, I saw someone tweet. They were like, did she pay y'all?
Oh.
And I was like, no, that's not my theory.
No, but I actually think it's because like there's something about her that...
That's a child.
That's a child. And you're a pimply bitch. That's her album, basically.
Yeah.
But also, I think there's something about her popularity where gays don't want to miss the train.
Okay, so that's my theory.
Yeah.
So my theory is, talking about another legend here,
yeah,
is I think people want to be like
in the know.
Carly.
Okay.
Yeah, like a Carly Rae Jepsen moment.
Okay.
Where everyone's like, oh my God, Bob, best album, future pop queen. Oh my God, yep. She's it.
And I guess everyone was like that about Dua last year.
You were. I wasn't.
True.
T, right there. I was exposed myself. I thought she was going to be a one and done.
Right. I know. I think people got on the train. Yeah. I don't think you did.
Oh.
I think people got on the train over the full year. It was like a gradual.
After Future Nostalgia, I was like main pop girl confirmed.
Yes. Yes. That's true. I think you did say more or less that.
Oh.
But it's nothing bad. Yeah.
We
Olivia,
keep it honest.
We do keep it honest here. I just, you know, and I will say, keeping it honest, I really like the song Bitter, the opening track. That's
brutal. Fake fan.
Brutal.
Fake fan.
Why did I think it was bitter? Because I'm thinking of sour.
Well, also the energy of it is kind of
it's
like.
It's bitter. I think I was, yeah. Anyway, I love the new song, Bitter.
You were capturing the emotion.
Uh-huh. Brutal, which is how the Olivia Rodrigo fans will be to me for calling it bitter. Yeah, I like that one because it's very angsty. That's fun and good for you. But I do kind of feel the singles are the standouts for me a little bit.
Oh.
I don't, there is some angst at the end that is a bit teenage for me.
Yeah. The subject matter is not something that I relate to.
Right. But also it feels very 18-year-old to me. And I don't, I'm not shading her, but like there is only so much life one has lived usually. And I find that it's like, okay, I've lived this life already. And I don't know that you've spoken to it's evocative. It's nostalgic, but it's also like, yeah, we had Paramore. We had, you know,
Ashley Simpson
for real though.
We had Hilary Duff.
We had Kelly.
The originators of rock.
Right. Like rock started in 2000. So
yeah.
So I do sort of feel it's cyclical and I'm sort of like, oh, I get it. Avril. Like, oh, I get it.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a bit like, not to say that I don't like it, but yeah, I think I've seen this film before.
Yeah, I agree. It is cyclical.
Yeah.
But I do think that she hit a home run.
Yeah.
With, you know, meeting the new cycle coming around.
For sure.
I really like Jealousy, which is also a Paris Hilton song.
It's a good.
Another chanteuse.
Yes.
And the last track, Hope You're Okay.
Yeah.
Spelled U-R.
True.
She's a teen.
She is a teen.
And it's all lowercase.
Yes.
Because she's a teen.
Yeah. A lot of, it really reminded me of the passing of time.
Yeah.
Of buying serums, of moisturizing. And it's very interesting to watch what's happening and watch our generation of gays reacting to this.
Because yeah.
Like, okay. This is a little embarrassing. But I...
kind of.
Yeah. You know, they're making it fit our, like they're putting it in AIM away message.
Yeah.
Like stuff. And it's funny.
It's a child.
It's a child.
Like
well, that is why I have my whole, not to like blast.
Imagine going to her concert.
Okay. I don't
which is why
want
I,
to. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, I would go see her in theory, like on the balcony, like far away from the kids.
Yeah.
But I definitely am not trying to muscle.
Like I went to go see the Jonas Brothers, which was over 10 years ago. I know that much. And as like a young 20 something at the time, I felt like I was out of place.
I felt out of place, very out of place, seeing Marina, formerly of the Diamonds, at the summer stage in Central Park.
Oh.
There were baby gays with the hearts on their cheeks during the Electra Heart era. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. The
you
passage
were a baby
of
gay though.
No, then. This was after the era, I believe. It was like, I don't know. I think I was like 25 and I still felt it. It still was like, you know, a 20-year-old versus a 25-year-old. It was still like distinct feeling. And it was, yeah, anyway. But anyway, the actual album itself, really like the sound of it. It's cool that this is coming back. I'm not.
Oh, it's going to be a hit?
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a huge streamed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Possibly breaking records.
Yeah. Taylor gave her an interpolation of New Year Day, right?
What does interpolation mean?
Like, it's not a sample. It's like a. You've reformed like a lyric or a
interesting coming from the one who doesn't like her music being owned by other people. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That was a bit.
Well, that is a bit. And we'll see you in court, Tree Pain.
Nope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor. Interesting. Mm. Apparently, this is driver's license Taylor's version now. Oh, No.
Well, she loves Olivia.
Could you imagine if I like rode that whole?
Oh,
like,
yeah. No.
If I completely faked being like
mad at Taylor Swift for letting Olivia Rodrigo borrow. Yeah. No. She definitely passed the baton in some ways. I mean, not fully, but like, it's that Madonna kiss of approval. It's that like
interesting.
Except the songwriter nod. She gave her a tap of the pen. She said, yep.
I actually think this is more, now I don't know if I want to say this. I feel it.
Uh-oh.
But I'm nervous to see your reaction, but I do feel this. I think for a debut artist, someone who's new on the scene, to me, this may be the closest we get to a Baby One More Time-esque intro from a new artist, possibly.
Chart-wise.
Like, chart-wise, impact-wise, driver's license is like very in step with Baby One More Time.
Yeah, look at the charts and sales if you don't believe it. This...
And you hear it,
it's
you
in the
know
same,
it.
Yeah, it's in the same bracket. I think there's only 10 songs that have achieved what it has, like as far as a number one debut, something like that. But then the longevity of it, I don't disagree. It's massive.
Yeah. It's all over the
radio.
The
only thing that it is missing, I would say, is like, I don't, besides
a good
the
hook.
Fact. No. I think that it's, I don't think there's a defining visual. I don't think the
facts.
I don't think it's defining enough to be in a car.
Fact.
So I do think it has that aspect, but I do think
it doesn't have the pigtails.
Right. There's just certain iconography. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that's fine.
But it has TikTok.
She also said she doesn't want to be a pop girl. She wants to be a songwriter girl.
Oh.
Go sing your songs.
Yeah. Well, then make room for me. No. Step aside.
Well, she said after all of this is said and done, she would rather, or she would like to write for other people. And I do think she would be a monster songwriter regardless. So I don't think that's bad at all. Like,
oh my God, maybe that will be the return of pop.
Yeah. I mean, she can write the pop hooks that she doesn't personally want to be.
Oh my God.
She can do
B10.
Yeah. She can be a Julia Michaels, a Sia, a Carrie Hilson, a Bonnie McKee. Like,
ooh,
totally.
Bonnie McKee has bops. Underrated.
She just celebrated songwriter. The anniversary of Wide Awake with a really sweet little Twitter thread saying how it was meant to be like the actual sequel to Teenage Dream. Coming down from Cloud 9 was supposed to literally be like the cloud of Teenage Dream and coming down from it. And like it was supposed to lyrically like correspond as the actual like come down from the Teenage Dream.
Oh.
Wow.
It's
like the counterpart to it.
That's iconic.
I know.
She was one of my first interviews ever.
Actually, same. Yeah.
She was so sweet. We talked about Teenage Dream.
Yeah. She was promoting American Girl then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also a bop.
Absolutely.
How did we get here? We're talking about songwriting.
Songwriter girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a writer girl.
She is a writer girl. Honestly, props to her. I do think this is my existential crisis, but I do feel like I start to feel like I age out of what's cool. And I want to do so in a way that I'm like not desperately trying to hold on to these things. Like I can appreciate the music now. I'm so happy for her, but I'm also like, as we said, I'm not going to muscle my way to the front of the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Yeah. At Terminal 5.
Just kidding.
She won't even do Terminal
pictures
5.
Of me there. Yeah, no, at this point, she could do Madison Square Garden.
Well, been there before.
Yes.
Madonna.
Have been
circus
there.
Circus tour.
Exactly. And I do think it's already at that level, especially because the frenzy to see people live. I wonder if people who wouldn't sell, like who would be Terminal 5, would get bigger venues just because everyone's so thirsty to go out.
Yeah.
I bet. I wonder. We don't even know. Like, we don't even know the demand for live. Because if it's anything like Pride, I saw people complaining that like all tickets for all Pride events were gone in a second. So I feel like...
Well, it's like we've been home for this long.
Yeah. I'm going to spend my cash on Olivia Rodrigo VIP front row 500 in the meet and greet.
Oh, that would be so embarrassing if we did that.
Oh yeah, no. But I get it.
What do you think is like your most embarrassing concert moment that you were like, I can't believe I'm spotted here?
Oh, spotted here? I don't know that I feel any shame, but let me think. I don't know that I've ever... Wait, I'm feeling something embarrassing, but I can't remember what it was. I mean, okay, like going to see Demi Lovato like 5 times by accident. So, not by accident, but like just in the general like music journalism career path, like there was a lot of offers to go see shows. And I just got the opportunity to see Demi quite a few times. And the audience is solidly 14 years old there, or was at that time. And I was behind a trio of girls who had Gomez, Swift, Cyrus, like baseball style shirts that they created. And I was like me.
Spears. Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely, the shrieks, the shrieks from that concert, blood curdling. And I didn't feel like awkward, but I did feel like, oh yeah, the sands of time are moving quickly because my generation was Spears and this was already, like, those girls are the veterans to these girls, Olivia Rodrigo. Like, Selena, Miley, Demi are considered that tier below us generation. And then the next tier is going to be the Olivia, Billy, you know, that vibe.
Wow.
So old. But yeah, what about you? Have you been to one where you're ashamed?
I think when I saw Hilary Duff back in the day,
yeah,
it was okay. And this is gonna sound so obnoxious, but like, I definitely was like in a sea of young kids.
Yeah, it's young. Yeah,
but like everyone was with their dads, so like it was like I kind of blended in,
right?
Because I brought my sister with me.
Okay,
she didn't want to go, but I was like, dad, I needed to look like I was like fitting in. But like also her album, like self-titled, fucking bop, and I went to the Dignity tour too. So like I'm not ashamed.
No,
and I will say this, because everyone was like 4, and I'm tall. I had an amazing view.
I'm sure you did. And I will never be able to relate.
Yeah, I was at like, you're in the same height as them. But I
literally,
City.
Even at Demi Lovato, I was like, God damn it. Behind the 14-year-olds, I can't see.
Literally, I'm like at Radio City for Dignity Tour, and I'm tall, and I know everyone behind me. And normally, I'm not like that. I will like go in the back.
But like, like,
I could
fuck
hear
you all.
Moms complaining, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
So yesterday,
literally.
Oh God, totally. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think there's any shame in that game, but it does sometimes. The audience itself, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
But whatever.
And I was never embarrassed at Jonas Brothers ever.
No.
And that's part of my rant, we saved that button one day.
Yeah, we'll hit that emergency button one day.
Maybe if they retire after this next tour.
That makes sense.
Or not retire, but end Jonas Brothers. Then I'll pull the rant out.
Good call. I have to do like a half second shout out to a series of songs that I'm not, just really quick.
You can minute if you want.
Oh.
We have plenty of time.
Oh.
We are like flying through.
Okay. Well, the Veronicas have a new bop out called Sugar Daddy.
Oh.
It's great. Very like, almost like Evanescence, like gothy kind of ominous, but a dramatic ballad that is like, you want to listen to it over and over again. It's really, I love
it. Is it about needing a sugar daddy?
Be my sugar daddy. Yeah.
Oh, hot.
Yeah. So everyone sign up for that on, what's the sugar daddy site that they have for the arrangements, Seeking Arrangements?
Oh,
is that
the
one? It's the new Seeking Arrangements theme song.
Should I do that?
Yeah. Wait, are you trying to be the daddy?
No. Tomorrow's my last shift of work.
That's true.
Should I try and get a sugar daddy for the summer?
I think you should.
I don't really need it, but like, why not?
Cool for the summer.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I really couldn't imagine that, no.
Yeah, like, daddy, I have a podcast.
New sponsor next week.
I moved to the city and I have a podcast, daddy. Literally.
Oh no.
Yeah, don't tempt me.
I'm more of a Splenda daddy.
Splenda?
Because it's fake sugar.
Oh. Oh, I was like, what? Oh.
Shout out to Sinead Hartnett. Sinead Hartnett. I don't totally know how to say your name out loud.
Canceled.
Yeah, right. Fantastic album. I like the song Take Me Away. I like the song. Oh God, I'm going to just pull up the whole thing. She came out like a decade ago and I'd always seen her name floating around the blogosphere. I hadn't fully popped in, but the album is called Ready Is Always Too Late. If you're looking for an R&B album that is like so, so listenable and so good and delicious, I highly recommend this. Sinead Hartnett. Ready Is Always Too Late. Stay, Take Me Away, Last Love. They're all really good songs. Very listenable album. On New Music Friday, there were like 80 songs that I had to listen to, and I just kept listening to this album.
There was so much.
There was so, so much. So I highly recommend that. My best way of explaining it to my friend was like, this is the album I want the Sugar Babes to make. So that's high praise. So be on the lookout for that album. Zara Larsson put out...
You stand Zara Larsson.
Going in the gay hall of fame forever. She put out the summer repackage of her album, including a song called Last Summer, which I recommend. That's a good one.
Didn't she do a Roblox concert?
She did. She was swearing, I think. And she was getting the kids upset.
Oh.
She did not watch Ava Max's concert. She did not know how to act.
Oh, but speaking of Ava Max, also at dinner.
My head in my heart.
Bop.
Bop, bop, bop.
I heard it on Dunkin' Radio the other day.
Yes.
I was like, let me go get my Dunkin'.
It's her most streamed, I think. On Spotify, it looks like.
Honestly, I was like, okay, we were hearing these songs out in the wilds.
I know.
And I was like, nature is healing.
They don't just play them on the podcast anymore. 30 million monthly listeners for Ava Max, and My Head and My Heart has 150 million streams.
Stop.
Like, she is honestly doing it. So honestly, we are all just aviators. Avatars.
Rexars.
And Rexars. There's so much. I put them all on my playlist, but there's also one from
Mewtunes.
Mewtunes.
Available on Apple Music and Spotify for free.
A Queen, Agnes, 24 Hours. You have to get into this song. If you liked Fingers Crossed, which was the one she did before, this is like the next level. Oh my God. Disco in Space. So good. She's incredible. Speaking of like Swedish legends. Yeah. So Agnes, 24 Hours. Get into that one. And there's like 500 other songs. My God, this was such a week.
Everyone's getting ready for summer.
Yeah. Oh, City Girls, Twerculator.
Okay,
hello.
Right. I was going to put that on here. And
oh, yeah.
I was like, I feel like my music recommendations
have been
so vastly different.
We need a Ciara remix of this. We need, once again, I feel like.
Also, Rory did their.
The earrings.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, and I saw it. And I was
shout
like,
out
wait.
To Mr. Rockmore.
Yes. Shout out to Rory Rockmore.
Deep friend of the pod, making the earrings for all the girls.
Yeah. Styling all the girls.
Yeah.
Doing every. Go to his Instagram.
Yeah.
Rory Rockmore. You'll see all the girls.
Yeah. Did the City Girls looks. Very, very good song.
Mm-hmm.
Song that could be a song of summer contender.
Ooh.
In the vein of like an Anaconda or something like that, where it's just like, it's so ridiculous and fun.
Yeah. Shout out to the Percolator.
It's time for the Percolator.
It's a remix of that.
Yes. A Twerculator. Do you see what they did there?
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
It's really fun. And again, I think Ciara should do a remix of it.
It like fits with Ooey Gooey Girls.
Yeah, it does. It's time for Ooey Gooey Girls to twerculate. Very good. Solid. Yeah, there's so many offerings this week.
I know. God. There's a lot of EDM, but I won't get into it.
Oh, there's a lot of electronic.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. I just think that the girls are waking up. And it's not because, like, I think they were waiting to see what was happening.
Yeah.
But the CDC said mask off, records up.
Literally. Tits out.
Yeah. So, honestly, a solid week for new music.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up?
Hocus
Pocus 2.
I was so excited to talk about it.
Oh my God. Yes. Sarah Jessica Parker confirmed. The whole cast confirmed.
The whole cast.
Kathy. Yeah. Yeah. I hope it's good.
Little children, take thee away.
I mean, this has a chance of being good, but
yeah.
it has more of a chance of flopping.
Yeah.
Much like Sex and the City reboot, which.
Oh, I never saw those.
You never saw it?
I never saw Sex and the City movies, and I've never seen Sex and the City, the show.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wait. I feel like a whole. Okay.
I know nothing.
I feel like, oh no. Okay.
I have a couple blind spots that are I've said to people and had jaws hit the floor.
Yeah, that's
like there's certain like
one.
Iconic movies that I have not seen.
Yeah, wow, shit. Well, it's definitely more. The show is more important for sure. Like the references.
But like I get I get the jokes.
There's four types of people basically that are represented by them, and then I'm just shocked that you haven't seen it because like Brittany won't shut up about that show.
I know.
Like she only watches that show. So yes, I definitely. We'll see if it turns out well. I don't think it will age well at all. And, without Samantha, it's just...
Yeah.
What is it?
Right.
Anyway, Hocus Pocus 2, everybody.
It's like when the Spice Girls came back without Posh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, it's like...
It's just not quite it. Yeah, no.
Like, if they came back without Bette Midler,
yeah.
I'd be like, cancel it.
Right. And they got rid of arguably the one that people enjoy the most. Like, Samantha is by far the most entertaining and least grating personality, I would say. So it's a bit like you got rid of the best one.
Yeah.
She was, broadly, she was painted as a slut, but in fact, she was like very ahead of her time and like iconic. And, you know, like, and Carrie is such a like complainer about life and everything. And she was always such a good foil to that bullshit. So I don't know. I don't know how it'll work. Anyway, and an unrealistic writer girl making that much money for that shoe closet in the city.
You.
Me, basically.
What was that TikTok that was like, as I sat there waiting for the train to arrive on the track, I thought, when will someone run a train on me? Like, I get the whole, like, Carrie joke.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the episodes sort of filtered into pop culture anyway. Like, a lot of, like, the gist of the show did.
Yeah. Like, I know the theme song. I know the whole, like, the car rides by and gets her wet.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah.
Television, we're really branching out into different territory here.
I'm excited for Hocus Pocus too.
Somebody asked me recently, like, what do you watch? And I was like, actually nothing.
Legendary.
Like, I watch Legendary, Drag Race, and TikTok. And I think
that's all you need.
I think I underestimated how much TikTok I'm putting in. It's quite a few hours.
Oh, hours.
But I cannot recommend it enough. I really feel like I have a different like appreciation about so many different subcultures of life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really into this hot fish TikTok guy right now. He works at Whole Foods and he gives you fish facts. And I'm very into him. I'm keeping him a bit of a secret right now.
Do you find that you like fall in love with a local every single
absolutely.
Day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Every night I'm like, oh my God, my new husband.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I could live off the land and just marry this man and it could just be a lot simpler for everybody. Yeah. One day I will throw my laptop into the sea and just live off the land.
Oh. Feeding birds.
Feeding birds.
Oh my God, that's what I did. Local life.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Lindsay. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Went with her to buy a bird seed and a bird bath that lights up at night.
I totally, yeah, especially speaking of like bee talk, I'm very heavily invested.
Bee like?
The beekeeper, like the woman is, and that was another day of saving the bees. Oh. She just like manhandles the bees by her bare hands and takes them out and puts them into the new hive because the queen, they follow the queen. And I've learned to be like less scared.
Stan Twitter.
Yeah. It's basically Stan yeah. Twitter. It's like... When Nikki tweets, they yeah. all just...
When your mutes don't work.
Yeah, I definitely have a new appreciation and less fear of bees. Not that I was like terrified, but I'm also like, oh, she's just scooping them right up and they're not doing shit. They don't yeah. want to sting you.
Right. They're just living their life.
Yeah. And the men are useless, which well, is, I mean, same.
If only they knew.
If only they
we
knew.
We have so much in common.
I know. They kicked them out of the hive and they starved to death. It's iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah. I've learned a ton about that. A ton of, I just love learning about like these such specific things. I'm watching this guy, Noel, who's doing the Iron Man Tulsa. He's such a sweetie. And,
Iron Man, like working out?
No, it's the thing where you do the bike, then the swim, then the run, I think.
Yeah, working out.
Well, yeah, but it's like a marathon thing.
Oh.
Like you don't, you're not like doing bodybuilding. Yeah, it's a race. Oh. It's like an insane race. And I'm learning about like he packs goos and stuff like sugar goos or whatever is in it, nutrition that you're biking 100 miles you need, and learning about that culture. I just feel like I'm actually learning about a lot of different
people. Yeah.
And like not celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning about.
It's been about a minute.
And I think it's also because like I write about celebrities anyway. So it's like I don't actually care about PR and all that shit. Like the.
Yeah.
That scene of the of like, oh, the mystique of celebrities. I'm like, I want to know how the bees make the honey.
Yeah.
Like, that's more interesting to me. But I think,
feel that.
You know, I also think people like to disconnect from their job in general. So.
Right. Yeah.
Like, because I also, at the same time, I was talking about, I went over to a friend's and people were asking me about, like, who's the hot girl in pop now? And it's like, oh, because for them, they don't have to write about Olivia Rodrigo every day.
Exactly.
And I don't.
That's our purpose in life.
Yeah, I forget about girls. It. It's I forget about that. So, yeah, I like to disconnect with a local man. learn about fish. I almost, he only had like 24 in his live and I just wanted to be like, which fish have the most mercury in it? And what are you doing?
Well,
there?
That's how you can get noticed.
I know, I should have. I was just like, I don't know if I should.
Oh my God. I did that the other night. I was like, I went into someone's live because I don't know. I keep getting a lot of lives in my feed.
I get a lot of lives.
And there was this boy. He was so cute. And I like went to the live and I was like, hi. And I was like commenting. And then I was like, oh my God, this is like getting recorded. Like, I feel like it's
that's
tracking
why, yeah,
me. And I'm
yeah.
like, this is so embarrassing. I have to stop.
There's this one woman who records herself as a cashier at a liquor store in Atlanta. Wild.
Just live?
Yes. All the transactions. And for some reason, it's fascinating every time. She's no nonsense. She's like playfully clapping back at the customers. It's delightful.
There was a Vine account that used to do something like that. He would always tape his customers.
Yeah.
The one where it was like, did anybody ever tell you look like Beyonce?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
His account was so fascinating.
It's just fascinating to watch people live their lives in ways that are not like yours.
Right. Been about a minute.
It's been about a minute. Yeah.
Well. That life is, that's my future
life. That's your
future
life.
But like.
Roz is just looking into a mirror.
Yeah. I got into cleaning talk the other day.
Like different things you can use? Or
yeah.
Like,
So there was this other thing the other day. It was like a grout cleaner.
Okay.
I was like, I'm getting that shit from my bathroom floor.
Absolutely.
There's like one spot that I can't get out.
Yep.
Grout cleaner. Thank you.
And it sends me the affirmations that I need. It seems to know.
Intuition check. Oh. Another fave.
Okay, yep.
Thinking of a number between 1 and 13. Got it? I'm just like, yeah.
Yep. And the tarot card readings that go out to millions of people, but they're just for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're seeing this, it's no hashtags, no tags. It's meant for you.
You're going through something, but you won't forever.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh my God, it was meant for me. I'm like, she's right. There are no hashtags on it.
Yeah. Oh, God. So back to my original. I was asked if I watch things. And I was like, I really don't.
Oh, yeah. What are we? Well, you're watching Legendary.
Legendary and Drag Race.
Okay.
And that's honestly it. And then the Saturday Night Lives that I need to watch for work or just to see. But
yeah,
I can't really think of like a series that I binged in a minute.
Mm.
I need to. Oh, House of Casa de Flores. What else? Nope, nothing. I need to see Veneno. I've heard that's great.
Also, you would like Pose.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm caught up on Beverly Hills Housewives and Jersey. I watched Pooch Perfect, All of the Circle.
I feel like we've got all the bases covered.
Yeah.
I think we're fine. Legendary, mm-hmm. Pooch Perfect, and TikTok. I kind of think like we have a good grasp on culture.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know enough now.
I get it.
To make it.
Yeah, I can operate in this world with that knowledge. Yeah, totally. Who was on TikTok?
Though? Oh, In Frenemies. That's the one.
In Frenemies.
I'm like all caught up in Frenemies.
All caught up. Yeah.
New favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not sponsored, but like very inspiring as a producer myself.
What else is coming up? Oh, and the Pink documentary that dropped.
Yes. I watched her on Watch What Happens Live. She talked about Britney and Christina.
She talked about, actually, Madonna and a first girl.
Cher.
She talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, I mean, to be fair, we're asking her the questions, but.
Right.
You know, I don't, you know, there's a certain revisionist history happening here, and I don't want to be mean to Pink, but let's not forget, we did talk about this.
Call it out.
We had Stupid Girls
that one
moment.
Performance.
And that performance.
With the blow-up dolls.
Yep, there was definitely some egging on by her and that alleged swing that Christina took at her in the club, which absolutely happened.
Oh, it absolutely happened.
Absolutely.
I believe it.
Oh, yes.
I believe they both swung on each
other. I believe Christina has swung at everyone who has entered a room.
I want her to swing on me.
I would live. I want to be punched by Christina.
Oh,
Aguilar.
My God. It'd be so iconic.
I've always wanted to do I don't want to ever do a meet and greet. And I
know.
But I would want to do one with her, and it would be her stepping on me. Like, imagine.
Well, you guys are the same height.
Well, yes. But imagine if I was like on my knees, like bent over, and she was just standing like triumphantly over me. Like,
oh,
that.
Like how Britney had you on the
kind of, yeah.
Leash.
Yeah. Like, I absolutely would love Christina owning me. That.
Right.
That feels right.
With like her Louboutin heel just like right on the back of your neck.
Oh my God.
And just like poking you
with
it. Like,
please.
Enough to where it hurt.
Yes.
And you knew she could just like dig it in.
She could kill me at any moment. That's the kind of photo I want.
Just be like, say.
Yeah. I know what you wrote about me, you bitch. yes, I would live for that. God, love her. But yeah, Pink has had a bit of a, you know, the press tour for this documentary. I've heard some mixed reviews about it, that it doesn't really go that deep with her. The review was called, it like, keeps her at an arm's length, basically.
Oh.
And I kind of expected as much. I didn't think it was going to be that raw, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's also pretty open
she kind of gives it to you. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, she talked about wishing Britney well, which was sweet of her. Christina swinging at her.
Yeah.
Madonna being her inspiration, seeing Truth or Dare. It's all good stuff from Pink.
She's an icon.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's about to win the Icon Award.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
some legendary moments.
Truly.
Always on my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, what else is there to look forward to?
Well, let's see. We have the concerts that are coming that we talked about. We have
I'm going to try to go see Lane 8.
Okay.
If you want to go.
Oh, okay.
Because I know sometimes the girls don't want to go see Electronic. But what the fuck else is there to do?
Yep. What else?
Summer.
It is summer.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's fucking hot. I can.
Yeah.
Well, Brad. Good luck.
I'm gonna need it.
You're getting a couch.
I'm getting a couch.
Give it up for her.
Absolutely.
She's sitting.
Idol finale.
Yes, that's today, later today when you hear this.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else. Well.
Nothing bad. So let's give it up for that.
Give it up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're excited to have...
Summer of 21.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be beautiful.
I think summer of 2022 is going to be more beautiful, but I think this one will be good.
Agreed.
I think this one will be good, and next summer is going to be great. Yeah.
But cute next to gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous is going to eat it up every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. We'll have to stay tuned on that.
Yeah, literally sitting
perched.
All right, everyone, well, that is all for this week. Stream Sacrifice by Bebe Rexha so she doesn't flop on the charts again next week.
Yeah, we don't want to see another tweet.
Yeah. No, we do though.
We kinda do, but
I love that we texted each other at the same exact time. Unfortunately, this is
The chart position was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fine. And if you would like to listen to our bonus Patreon episode, it is at patreon.com/legendsonly. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and all that. Give us 5 stars on iTunes if you have a minute. Just a little, been about a minute.
Yeah, a review goes a long way.
It does.
We do appreciate
actually.
It.
Actually.
It does.
And until next week, we will chat with you on Discord.
Yes.
But, yeah. Oh, next week's Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
I'll look that one up.
I'm okay.
I just know that people have a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, some people do.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay.
Congratulations to anyone who's ever had a holiday weekend.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, until then, we will...
see you...
soon. Wow.
Summer.
I'm not ready for it to be hot.
It already is.
Oh. I'm on fire.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.